Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Our God is faithful. It is important to remember. Look back over your life. Just think about the many times God met your needs again and again and again. If you just be still and know that He is God, on many occasions, you can see His provision as if it were already right there in your hands.
When you're alone, your heart is torn, He is all you need. When you're confused, your soul is bruised, He is all you need. He's the rock of your soul, He's the anchor that holds through your desperate time. When your way is unsure, His love will endure, the peace you will find. Through all your years, the joy, tears, He is all you need. When you give in to that familiar sin, He is all you need. As you're paralyzed, it slowly eats you alive. He is all you need. He'll be faithful to you, though your heart is untrue and your love's grown cold. His forgiveness is real, and a comfort and heal your sin weary soul. But God loves you so, He'll never let you go. He is all you need. He'll be faithful to you, though your heart is untrue and your love's grown cold. His forgiveness is real to comfort and heal your sin-weary soul.
Father, please help us. Help us to recognize your answers to our prayers. May we look first into what you've already placed into our heads. Remind us of your word, that you have promised to provide all our needs, and that includes your wisdom. You tell us to ask, and we will receive. Seek, and we will find. Knock, and it will be open to us. Many listening today have prayed, asking you to show them your will. They have decisions that must be made. Lord, as they stretch out their open hands, palms up, anticipating your provision, show them your loving touch. Speak to them in a way that they can plainly see your answer is already there, or is on its way in the fullness of your time. Strengthen our faith, Lord, as we wait upon you. We love you, worship, and praise you, mighty God, all-knowing, all-powerful, loving and kind Father. We thank you in advance for your answers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart.
God is the strength.
He's the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Just a little child learning how to walk. I'd struggle and I'd stumble on my own. But when I held my father's hand, change it brought. There was no place I couldn't go. His silent strength was mine.
His strength was mine.
Now the years have come and gone. How quickly children grow. Steps turn into dusty miles. And though at times the way seems hard, still in my heart I know His hand is there and I am still.
Strength
gives me the power.
Did you know that Call to Worship is a listener-supported program? Your prayer support is not only extremely important to us, but did you realize that as you pray God's blessings on our ministries with spiritual fruit, you have a part in His blessings? When His saints are edified, and as the unsaved turn their lives over to their Savior, you are to be thanked. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer, as we share the gospel, and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. Really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. May our God bless you as you support us in your prayers and your gifts. Thanks again for your part in this ministry, reaching so many.
Jesus, save your power.
Friends, as you consider your needs and direction in life, look at what God has already placed within your reach.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. What I thought was impossible, He's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, He was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms, and I see once again He's been faithful.
There is peace.
God asked Moses, what was in his hand? Well, this was in the context of Moses giving reasons, or excuses, that he could not do what God was telling him that he could. Well, there are many lessons that God teaches us through the life and times of Moses. One that I've shared with people many times is found in Exodus chapter 4. Moses doubted that he would be able to accomplish what God was instructing him to do with the children of Israel. This all began with Moses meeting the angel of the Lord in the burning bush. In Exodus 3, verse 8, God tells him that he's come down to rescue his people from the power of the Egyptians and to lead them out of Egypt into the promised land. Moses protested, citing a what if, basically reasons or excuses that he was not able to do what God was asking him to. We pick up that account in Exodus chapter 4. But Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you? Then the Lord asked him, what is that in your hand? A shepherd's staff, Moses replied. Throw it down to the ground, the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, now reach out and grab its tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed it, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. Perform this sign, the Lord told him, then they will believe that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob really has appeared to you. God even provided other signs for Moses to perform. Then Moses cited his lack of speaking ability. Ultimately, God did as he said he would, using Moses to lead the children of Israel. Friend, when we come to a fork in the road or a place that looks like the end of the road, let God's word come to your mind. Think on this, Proverbs 3rd chapter. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Folks, God will provide wisdom when we ask. Ask and you will receive. Listen to James. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. As the Apostle Paul reminded the Philippians, in Philippians the 4th chapter, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God will give us strength for doing what he leads us to do. It has been said that where God guides, he provides. Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. 1 Chronicles 29, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Psalm 29, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. God will show you what to do and give you the strength to get her done. Listen to the benediction to the Hebrews. Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, remember this important lesson. When you find yourself listing all the reasons that you can't do something that you sense God wants you to do, remember God's question to Moses. Well, actually, in the form of instructions to Moses. There will be times when that will happen to you. You and I will come up with questions, concerns, and reasons we should do something else or nothing at all. That's when we should look what God has put in our hands. Many times, we will see that God has already prepared us for that opportunity. His provision is right there or is on its way. Trust and obey. A great way to be happy in Jesus. Praise God. He is faithful. Look back over your life, and you'll see that He provided, and provided, and provided again. Praise Him.
And sought the promised land. Pursued by Pharaoh's army, they faced a mighty sea, a place where only God could set them free. Then the waters divided, and the sea became dry land. For the Father had provided once again. So children, lift your voices. Mystery of your plan. How could a crucifixion result in life for me? How could the cross that bound you set me free? But the heavens divided, and I saw your nail-scarred hands, and I knew you had provided once again.
Father, have provided again.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded by God to look at what He has already placed in our hands. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, listening now, if you're not a believer, please believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. And when you make a decision, it's important that you tell someone. Please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools to help you grow and where you will find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Hebrews 13, may He, God, equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen.
In your word.